The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One afternoon, when I was a brand new mother, I brought my three-month-old daughter to campus for a quick meeting with a student. She was such an easy baby, bright-eyed and alert and always calm. And the meeting wouldn't take long. The only real effort of it was the fact that we'd have to take a nearly 90-minute train ride there and back. I sat down in my office with my daughter Naomi bundled to my chest in an elaborate baby-carrying device. But as soon as my attention drifted to the person sitting across my desk, Naomi balked. She fussed and wriggled. She cried and coughed. Hearing the commotion, my colleague Susan in the office next door offered to take Naomi off my hands. She had grandkids of her own, so bouncing a baby on her knee for 30 minutes would be a breeze. How much time passed? A minute? Five? I can't say. Time was swallowed by the storm swelling out from Susan's office. Make that my office, because suddenly there was Susan standing before me with a livid, red-faced Naomi, who, through all the squall, seemed to regard me with perfect focus, her gaze practically saying in plain words, "Lady, you're messing with the wrong baby." That was only the first occasion when my daughter's strength of will was impressed upon me. Once, for reasons I struggle still to describe, she reduced me to actual tears. At the end of the episode, when I had mustered the composure to ask her simply, "Why?" she answered, after a thoughtful pause, "Because I wanted to start a tornado." A great deal comes to mind for me when I read today's poem, "Tornado Child" by Kwame Dawes. But foremost is the sense of my own wonderful child, with her fierce and determined will. "Tornado Child" by Kwame Dawes for Rosalie Richardson. I am a tornado child. I come like a swirl of black and darken up your day. I whip it all into my womb, lift you and your things, carry you to where you've never been, and maybe, if I feel good, I might bring you back, all warm and scared, heart humming wild like a bird after early sudden flight. I am a tornado child. I tremble at the elements. When thunder rolls, my womb trembles, remembering the tweak of contractions that tightened to a wail when my mother pushed me out into the black of a tornado night. I am a tornado child. You can tell us from far by the crazy of our hair. Couldn't tame it if we tried. Even now, I tie a bandana to silence the din of anarchy in these coir-thick plaits. I am a tornado child born in the whirl of clouds. The center crumbled. Then I came. My lovers know the blast of my chaotic giving. They tremble at the whip of my supple thighs. You cross me at your peril. I swallow light when the warm of anger lashes me into a spin. The pine trees bend to me, swept in my gyrations. I am a tornado child. When the spirit takes my head, I hurtle into the vacuum of white sheets billowing and paint a swirl of color streaked with my many songs. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.